My choices.
My freedom.
My lifestyle.
My money.
This is the Cha-Ching Podcast. Hey, it's Allison with Scott and Chris for your Cha-Ching Podcast. Today we're going to be comparing Microsoft's Zune to Apple's iPod to see which one gives you the most features for your money. All right, so I'm going to be talking about Apple's iPod, and Chris is going to be comparing it with Zune, and Scott is going to be giving his feedback. Today, we're going to be comparing the Zune 120 gigabytes with the iPod 120 gigabytes. Now, the first thing we're going to talk about is how many songs, videos, and photos can be held on each application. So the iPod, they can hold 30,000 songs, 150 hours of video, or 25,000 photos, or you can mix the three of them. Chris, what about you?
On the Zune side, the Zune holds up to 30,000 songs, 25,000 pictures, or 375 hours of video. Zune also has a built-in FM tuner.
That is something iPod does not have.
The Zune also has the wireless sync from a home network. This is up to about 30 feet from the network.
All right, we also don't have that, but we have 36 hours of battery.
The Zune has 2 hours less than that and coming in at 34 hours of battery.
All right, so let's talk about screen size. How big is the screen on the Microsoft Zune?
The Zune has a 3.2-inch screen.
And the iPod has a 2.5-inch screen. So, Scott, what do you have to say about that?
Well, one thing to note is that the iPod does have the same resolution that the Microsoft Zune does, so even though it is a bigger screen, it will actually look identical pixel for pixel as Microsoft just stretches the image out a little bit.
Another thing that the Zune has is a wireless Zune-to-Zune sharing, where you can actually share songs with one of your friends, and the song will actually disappear over a certain span of time.
Okay, but you do have the capabilities to be able to move things from Zune to Zune and share everything. Yeah. All right, so now that we know the capacities, how do we get these songs and videos?
For the Zune, Microsoft offers the service called Marketplace.
And Apple's iPod offers iTunes. So, Scott, can you compare the two for us?
The Microsoft Marketplace offers over 3 million songs to download from, while iTunes offers over 8.5 million, which has given Apple the number one music retailer status in the country.
All right, so now we know that these things can play music, but what else can they do? I know for the iPod, you can play games. There's also calendar and task functions, and you can also hold all your contacts in your iPod. Now, what about the Microsoft Zune?
Okay, for the Zune, you can also play some games, but it doesn't have all the extra stuff like the contacts and all the other functions that you had mentioned, which if that's not important to you, then you really don't have to worry about that type of thing anyway.
Right, okay. So how do we get all this stuff onto our iPod or Zune? How does Zune work with that?
Okay, for the Zune, to download anything, you have to be synced to your wireless network or be connected to your PC.
Okay, and I know for iPod, you do have to be connected to your computer. All right, so how big is the Zune?
Okay, well, the Zune itself is 4.5 ounces. The size of it is actually about the size of a deck of cards, but it's thicker than the iPod.
Okay, and the iPod is 4.9 ounces. That's how much it weighs. And again, it's just like a deck of cards, but it is thinner than the Zune. All right, so the iPod comes in black and white. This is the iPod Classic. Now, what colors does the Zune come in?
The Zune comes in two colors, shiny black and black matte, but you can choose inscriptions and designs for your Zune as well.
Oh, okay. And then also I forgot to add that the iPod Classic does have different colored covers, so you can also do that if you want to add some different colors. Next thing, this is a pretty big question and, you know, a pretty big deal breaker. The iPod you can use with a Mac or a PC. What about the Zune?
For the Zune, you can only use it on a PC.
Okay, so let's say you want an iPod. You're going to have to pay $249, and then what comes with the iPod is earphones. You get a USB cable, a dock adapter, and then a quick start guide. So you get a lot of things with the iPod itself. Now, Chris, what comes with the Zune?
Okay, with the Zune, you get the Zune itself, the earphones, and a sync cable, and also foam covers for the earphones that you get with that, coming in for a grand total of $249 as well.
Same exact price, almost the same thing in the box, except for the quick start guide.
Right. And what you have to realize here is that you're just shopping for what's going to work best for you. In the case of the Zune, the things that we went over that the iPod doesn't have is the Zune-to-Zune sharing, the FM tuner, and a few different color options. But, you know, that's really up to you, whatever best fits your need here, because they're both $249. It's just a matter of looking for which one's better for you. So do you want to talk about what the iPod has that the Zoom doesn't have?
Yeah, well, the iPod, I mean, it has a longer battery life, not by much, but it still does. It is a little bit smaller, so it might be a little bit easier to carry around. And it also, you know, iTunes is such a huge deal for this because they have almost 9 million songs. They have 8.5 million songs, which is huge. And as of now, you know, it's free to be a member of iTunes. So it really is better if you do want to have more of the songs, if you do want to download the TV shows, if you want to download more games, videos, things like that. I think the iPod definitely wins out. But if you're using the Zune, if you just want a media player, if you just want to be able to have videos and songs and some games, then maybe the Zune's best for you. Also, if you're a PC user and you like Microsoft, you like everything about it, then I would go for the Zune. If you like the Mac, even though you can still use the iPod on a PC, I would just, you know, if you like the Apple and you like the Mac, then choose the iPod. All right, so check out all the features and see which one's best for you. If you want more information, you can always Google Zune versus iPod and get more information from there. All right, so for all of us from the Cha-Ching team, thanks a lot, and we'll see you next month.